Speaking of FanFest, Natalie, let's straighten some people out because there's fake news tweets that have been out there saying that FanFest is not allowing women to come, which is totally false.
Yes, a friend of mine texted me yesterday and said someone was writing on a site somewhere, I didn't get the specifics, that women were not allowed to come.
Yeah, that's totally false. Women are welcome more than ever.
Yes.
Because we're going to have a lot of guys there. Women can come in groups and meet new guys. I mean, it's fantastic for that.
It's just one big party, and I don't want anybody to feel excluded.
In fact, any woman that calls the show, my show here, will get tickets if you want them.
Yeah. I mean, the city is just filled with tremendous fans now, of all kinds, and they're all welcome.
Children aren't. We can't have children there.
Well, they've been there in the past, but it's not encouraged.
Yeah, it's not encouraged. It's more of an adult thing.
Yeah, because alcohol everywhere and other adult things.
I guarantee you that was started by the other station and their insecurities, because I have seen fake Twitter accounts that ripped this show and laud that other show that is on their show. That little Skippy over there, who used to be my producer, I've been told, is behind some fake accounts.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So when you resort to creating fake accounts like Barbara Bottini to rip the show, that shows a level of desperation. And that means you're a VLT.
What?
Very little talent.
That means they also have a PhD, which is a player haters degree.
Yeah, well, I know you're desperate because you are a VLT, but you know, come on, the fake account, fake Twitter account, come on.